And good morning, Central Oregon. Ah, what a beautiful day it is today. Did you notice those mountains and the blue sky overhead? Maybe it's a good time to get out there and make some memories and enjoy the many reasons that we live here in Central Oregon. Don't know if you realize it or not, but yesterday was February 2nd, which was also Groundhog Day. And I don't know if you got the report, but Groundhog didn't see his shadow, so we're going to have an early spring this year. So maybe, gosh, I mean, we only had really one round of shoveling snow. It's over already? I don't know. I for one, think that maybe we've got another surprise right around the corner. You know, it was also Wear Red Day, which is a day that, you know, all of us should be, just be aware. Heart. Take care of your heart. Wear Red Day is really about women's heart disease, but it's about each and every one of us. And speaking personally, it's amazing what kind of technologies and what kind of things we have out there. But you know, take care of your heart. It's kind of an important part of life. You know, it makes it all happen. And tomorrow is Rosa Parks Day. You know, this the month of February is officially Black History Month. And Rosa Parks Day is a great day and a great tribute in Black History Day. So today we're going to do a few different things. One of the things that I promised last week and we're going to roll over to this week, and that's the TUF, the Transportation Utility Fee. And I've actually got somebody hanging in the wings that's going to talk to us, been giving us some program notes to offer a little bit of insight on that. It's one of the issues that we've had a fair number of contacts about and a little bit of discussion. And there's been a little bit of research done here, and I think that it'll be interesting to share that information with you. And the other one, I guess I'll just get right after it here, is, you know, under the heading of programming notes, you know, the thing I'm going to ask you is maybe, you know, get a pencil or maybe get ready to participate in a little survey with me. And you may have noticed on radio, shows such as this, community talk radio are pretty rare. You know, if we're not one of the few, we might be the only, but there's not many of them that happen this way. And, you know, the primary reason is, you know, one, we're in a small market area, and there's no what they call Nielsen reports where they can keep track of how many people are listening to the programming and all that, because basically the demographics of our area are pretty small. And so we've come to a cross on the road. It's hard to believe that Talk Real Estate's been on the air for over 8 years now. And for 8 years, we've been doing this. And so I've got a little survey for you. It's just basically a simple yes or no deal. And basically it says, you know, would you like Talk Real Estate to remain on the air? And you can simply go to my website. I'll tell you a little bit about this here in just a minute. You can either go to my website, askfredjohnson.com, or you can send me an email direct at fred@dukewarner.com and just simply write yes if you want me to stay on, or no if you don't. And it's as simple as that. Sort of the backstory on this, you know, we've been exceptionally blessed. You know, the station's been very, very gracious for over 8 years. And the sponsors have been unbelievably supportive. But I just wanted to offer a little inside story. You know, obviously not a lot of people, I mean, a lot of people realize that, you know, young people don't listen to radio much anymore. They're all on their phones and doing their Bluetooths and all of that. And radio's changed a fair amount. And so for the most part, radio has gone to syndicated national programming. And so what happens is the station sort of plugs into a national feed. It comes in. There are larger blocks of time. There's more money exchanged. It makes it easier for the sales reps to service the files and be able to get advertisement and do that sort of thing, because the dollars are more. They get a bigger commission for it. And it requires much less labor from the station's perspective to be able to do the billing and be able to pay the commissions and to be able to provide the thing. Live local programming such as this is, you know, the on-air talent, that's me. You know, we need to have Sam here running the mixing board. There's obviously technical support on the backside to get the broadcast. But then the financial side, that's where the issue is moving forward. And the financial side, you know, basically what we've had is individual sponsors. And, you know, the cost is relatively small, so the cost is small, so that means that the commission is small, and so the sales associates is kind of more of a hassle for them to deal with it than they actually get compensated. And then there's all the billing as the sponsors come and go, individual sponsors to four different things. So, you know, over over the it's kind of a nightmare. So, you know, the way that our program works is it costs $400 a weekend. What we've done is we've run four advertisers. They pay $100 a week. Now, that $100 a week is great. It gets not only their on-air presentation, but also the advertisement, the ad production, the website presence, the on-air interviews. There's a number of different things they get for $100 a week, which is really an absolute bargain out there in the advertisement world. But from the bookkeeping department at the station on the backside to chase after four different people for a $100 check to get track with the new ones that are coming. And then when one of the sponsors drops off, then all of a sudden we're running in a negative, and it's an interesting deal. But so far the station has been, you know, really, really remarkable with that. Well, they just told us that, you know, the bottom line this week is that the station's no longer going to assume that responsibility. They want to pass that responsibility on to me and or Duke Warner Realty. And we're certainly willing to do that. You know, we will find a way to, you know, get our advertisers and supporters, and I don't know if it's going to be a GoFundMe page or something like that, where maybe members of the community may feel that there's some value in the programming and may want to contribute to that so that we can keep it going. It's not as a profit center, but just as a community service, if you will, to kind of keep things going. And so, you know, what I'd like to do is get a sense from the community. You know, do you enjoy having live talk radio? You know, we're addressing some of the real estate issues. Do you view some of the discussions about, you know, local land use issues and policies, regulation, taxes, and any of that sort of thing enjoyable, a place to interact? You know, one of the things that was great this week is I just got a call yesterday from one of the topics we discussed a couple of weeks ago, where they had a land use issue where there was an encroachment on their property line, and they figured out a way to do the property line adjustment, and both people came away happy, and they attributed in good part to our discussion here on the program for them to be able to find that remedy. So anyway, to that end, if you could, realizing that, you know, the survey is going to be a little bit one-sided, because the only way you're going to hear about the survey is if you're listening to the program. So that means that chances are probably pretty good that I'm going to get a favorable response. But, you know, if you could, and, you know, basically what we're looking for is, you know, the numbers of support. Are there really people out there that are interested in the program, find it worthwhile to tune in? And if so, to go to either my website or my email direct. And yes, we enjoy the programming, or no, you know, get off the air and make room for one of the national feeds. And again, that's my website address is askfredjohnson.com. And my email address direct is fred@dukewarner.com. And if you would, today, we'll just kind of take a look at that. And then this next week, we'll, you know, have a meeting, obviously, with the station, find out, you know, what direction the programming is going to go, if it's going to remain intact. There are a number of issues that are happening right now that personally I feel are very, very important. You know, obviously we had what I view as a very monumental issue that happened just this week, where the Supreme Court did vote to disallow 10 Republicans from running for re-election, both in the 2024 election as well as the 2026 election, which basically tipped the scale, not that it wasn't already pretty well tipped, but tipped the scale to where we're virtually, you know, a one-party state, and the representatives that are going to show up at the state level are going to be at a situation where they're going to be junior representatives, so they're probably not going to end up on the high committee. So, again, go to my website, askfredjohnson.com, or send me an email direct at fred@dukewarnerrealty, and I'd be happy to hear your response. Do we got a call there, Sammy? Hi there, you're on the air. Who's this?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Who's this?
This is Doug.
Doug, how are you today?
Occasionally, I listen to your show when I can, and I just want to give you a big thumbs up. I'm kind of old school. I make phone calls, not so much with the email. Do it when I have to.
Well, so this
is a yes vote? Yeah, I'm giving you a yes vote, and I'll be disappointed if you're not on the air. You know, I'm either going to die in my house or I'm going to sell it.
Yeah.
Someday. And listening to your show gives me, it's like the pre-work before you hire a agent to sell your house.
Well, I appreciate that. And that's one of the things that I've kind of got lined up for this year is a fair amount of that, Doug, for the, you know, the what I'm calling real estate for boomers, you know, those of us that are probably at that point in time where we're going to go out of our house and may need some help and some support. And I certainly enjoy doing it.
Okay, well, I'll leave you to your story. And I also enjoy the shows after this. I like the money talk shows.
Sure.
And so anyway, a little local content is appreciated.
Right
thank
on,
you
Doug.
Much.
Well, I appreciate the support, and thank you so much for the call-in. Appreciate it.
You bet.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
We got another one? Well, there we go. Hi there. You're on the air.
Fred, it's Linda.
Linda, how are you? How's life in Prineville?
Well, I'm very, very good, and I'm very upset about what they're planning to do, and I don't want you to leave the air.
So this is a yes
you
vote.
You have become an integral part of my morning, and if I wake up and frustrated and fed the horses and fed the dogs and feeling tired, and,
uh-huh.
and then I know when I go in the house, here's a friendly voice, and it's Fred.
Oh.
And you're giving me advice that I trust. I don't have to go to a realtor. I don't have to go to someone else. I feel that the information that you give me has been so helpful in my move from where I was living mm-hmm. to the house that I purchased and what's going on with it. And by having your voice there to back me up, I have been so able to help other people because I'm calm. And I'm knowledgeable, and I don't feel like you're after my money. You want me to hurry up and buy this house or whatever. There's no graft whatsoever in the message that you send out, and in this world, that is rare.
Well, I appreciate
and
it, Linda, very, very
hope
much.
That you are not removed from the radio because it will be a great loss.
Well, we'll give it our best effort to stay with you.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you for your call-in. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye now. Well, there you go. Well, thank you very much. And so, are we on the air?
Yep.
Okay, cool. We're still on the air. So when we come back, you know, one of the things that I wanted to get on, and I've got a young man in the works here, is this transportation utility fee. You know, there's a fair amount of information that's associated with it that... you know, just dependent upon how you see it, you may feel that it's fair and just and right. But I think a pretty reasonable case could be made that maybe you're not getting the whole story. And, you know, basically, you know, initially, like in 2020, they said it was going to be $5 a month. And, you know, all of a sudden it's $10 a month. And, you know, they said it was going to generate $5 million. And all of a sudden it's going to generate $12 million. And then you sort of realize that it opens the door. And it seems that the forecasting is outpassing our historical significance. So when we get back, what we'll do is we'll talk a little bit about the transportation utility fee, and hopefully you'll find that enjoyable. And thank you so much, and thank you for the positive phone calls. Really, really enjoyed that this morning. Thanks for listening to Ask Fred Johnson here on FM News 100 1110 KBND.